Morel season is upon us in northern Michigan, as you may well know, but perhaps you didn't know that prime garlic mustard picking season is just coming to a close. But while no one would want to overharvest morels, the goal with the also edible garlic mustard is to get rid of it. IPR's Laura Herberg tagged along with the volunteers of the Boardman River Nature Center as they pulled up the plants by their roots, and she filed this audio postcard.
So we are on really the banks of the Boardman River in downtown Traverse City, and we're on maybe like a 30-degree slope. So we're standing on a slant and fighting the uphill battle, literally, trying to pick this garlic mustard.
You know, it's a small, green, early spring plant.
It's got these heart-shaped leaves with ridges on it.
It really helps me identify it as are the buds on the top.
And then, obviously, it smells like garlic.
Well, garlic mustard is an invasive plant in northwest Michigan. It was brought in by Europeans in the 1800s as a pot herb, something that folks used to grow and cook with. And it got out of our gardens. It's in our natural areas now, and it's been spreading across the country since. My name is Matthew Bertrand. I'm an invasive species specialist for the Grand Traverse Conservation District.
Are you apologizing to it?
Yeah.
I feel bad for it sometimes, too.
It's
just doing its thing.
So garlic mustard, it replaces our spring wildflowers. It replaces native plants that provide habitat for birds and butterflies. And so when we are harvesting this plant, when we're pulling this plant now, we're ensuring that our natural areas are wild.
Whoa, there's a rabbit running by.
Well,
I gotta say, you know, we were a little sad to hear the alarm go off this morning because we got kind of an early start. This is John Gessner. I'm the communications coordinator at the Grand Traverse Conservation District. And now that I'm out here, it's just really nice. The birds are singing, you know, it being springtime, they're really belching their voices, and I love listening to the birds sing. Being right along the river, we're hearing fish jump, and it's just really calm to kind of hear and see the river go by. And the forest is just coming to life since it's spring, and so it's just a really pleasant place to be right now. It doesn't feel like work at all. It looks like my wife has already cleared out this area, so I could keep walking. Hillary, are you finding any?
My name is Hillary Gessner, and I'm from Traverse City. It's been a nice morning. It's a little cool, but there's no rain, which is always nice. It's been really fun just, you know, hunting for the mustard because I kind of feel like a kid again, you know, just walking through the forest, trying to spot it on the ground. And so it's been, you know, a really fun adventure that I wasn't quite expecting, but I'm really enjoying that aspect of it.
Thank you. Thanks, sir. Looks like we've got about 6 bags, and all of them are at least about half full. So we've got maybe 3 solid full bags of garlic mustard, and these are giant industrial size garbage bags.
What was your estimate? 100?
100 pounds? These are 2 big boys right here.
This one's heavy, yeah.
All right. Nice work.
Awesome. There we go. Thank you, everyone. Yeah. Good work.
Sounds great.
All right.
I think we earned our lunch.
I think you did. And then some.
After the hunt, volunteers that day were treated to a gourmet meal of food items containing garlic mustard, and their day's harvest of the plant goes to a different use. It was sent to Paperwork Studios in Traverse City. They're going to try to turn the greens into homemade paper products. Once again, Laura Herberg filed our audio postcard. This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Steffen.